put a whole lot of them in there and go in their bottles.
Well, did it put off a pretty good life?
It worked pretty good life. You get a whole bunch of them in there, you know.
Uh-huh. Interesting. I never did that. I always was pretty proud of myself
if
I could just catch one.
Uh-huh. Well, we used to catch them
a lot. What do people call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and it looks sort of like a wasp? Not a wasp, but something else.
It wouldn't be a hominybird, would it? They build out of have a little old funny kind of a nest.
Well, now this is an insect that looks like a wasp.
And they build it out of mud. Uh-huh. That's a dirt dauber.
Okay. And what was that bird?
A hominybird, we used to call them. You know, they're the prettiest little old birds you ever saw. And they'd come around flowers and dead, and you couldn't catch one of them to save your life.
Oh, these are the ones whose wings move so fast that you can hardly see them?
Just like a butterfly. They just flutter so, but them's the prettiest little old birds.
Yeah, these are the ones with the red on the throats.
And yeah, they did have different colors. So some of them, it's green with that little stripe around there. Called them hominybirds. They have a funny nest. That's the reason I thought you meant that.
What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Peanuts.
Mm-hmm. If a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you'd say that the boy, what, his father? The boy
favors his father.
Okay. Now, if a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you say he favors him. Now, if a boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you'd say the boy, what, his father? The boy.
I don't know, unless you'd say he had taken after his father or something like that.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps a child birth, somebody who's not a nurse?
Midwife.
Okay. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call it behind his back?
I just wouldn't know that.
Well, have you ever heard people talk about city dudes or city slickers or anything like that?
Yes, I have, but I just a thinking what they might call them. But I just don't know. They'll ever call us anything.
Well, now, if a city person comes to the country, they might call him a city slicker or something like that.
Yeah, or call us a countryman, or I guess that's what they'd call us, don't you guess?
Okay. So the city people might call a country person a countryman. Now, what might the country people call a city person?
City people, I'd call them. And I have heard folks say town folks.
Okay. What do you usually call people whose skin is black?
Negro, I suppose.
Okay. Do you have to call them colored people?
Yeah, we do to their, you know, around here we call them colored folks.
Okay.
They're in our schools now all together, and that's what they teach the children, you know, to say.
Colored folks.
Uh-huh.
Suppose a white man was mad with a colored person. What might he call him?
I just wouldn't know that.
Okay. Well, now, suppose a colored man got mad with a white man. Do you know what you might call him behind his back?
I wouldn't know.
Okay. What do you usually call people like us whose skin is white?
I reckon we're just white people.
Okay, fair. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You'd say, the man got awfully, what, about
mad.
Okay. Suppose you've been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, ooh, I'm really
tired.
Can you say that again, please?
Tired.
Okay.